We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Ron Bench with you for hour number two here. A great opener in the Payday NFL as it kicks off from Tampa tonight. And Tampa leading 28-26 over the Cowboys. Of course, I dealt with asshats all night on social media as I was commenting on the game. Early on, this is early on, when he had thrown 30 passes, I was like, this guy's having a great game. He's throwing it all over the field, slinging it, hitting everybody. He literally completed a pass to every single receiver on the team. Now, at this stage of the game, it's just surreal to me, you know, to be honest with you, because I just think he's having a brilliant game. Like, you know, obviously, anybody that thinks he isn't an idiot. He's 35 of 47, 331 yards, three touchdowns. And the bad pick over the middle. Other than that, one mistake I can live with. Brady's got two of them. Brady's got, but I'll give you the Hail Mary was just a, you know, last ditch before the half bomb, and it got picked off. But the other one was a little flare over the line, just a little dump pass that got knocked out of the guy's hand right into the defender for the pick. So I didn't think Brady's picks were really that big of a deal. Obviously, though, the second one, the first one, the dump pass led to a field goal. So, and then the Jones fumble led to a touchdown. So that's why Dallas was in the game. And now they are deep in it. They are way in this football game, down two into the fourth quarter. And Tampa's got the ball. And they're at their own 40. And Brady's going back to work. And Fournette gets seven up the middle. But Brady's thrown for 258 and four touchdowns. And you know the deal. Gronkowski has two touchdown catches, 57 yards, and 11.4 average. Targeted five times, his longest catch, 20. Antonio Brown with a bomb touchdown catch. His average, 29.5, four catches, 118 yards for Brown. His longest, a 47-yard TD bomb. And then Godwin, a touchdown, 61 yards, a 10-2 average. His longest catch, 19. That may have been the touchdown catch. And, I mean, Brady's doing his thing. There's no doubt about it. Fournette and Jones, I think Jones had a bad game with the fumble. He's only got 14 yards in the game. He's been terrible. But Brady's done his thing, and his four touchdowns are why they're up 28-26 as they work here in the fourth, early in the fourth, trying to keep the ball, trying to move it downfield, trying to score. Third and two at the 48. They got to keep the ball here. They got to keep moving. They don't want to blow this. Brady gets the completion to Evans, and they'll move the chains. There's been tons of penalties in this game. Right now, it's, in terms of penalties, 8 against Tampa for 91 yards, 6 against Dallas for 35 yards, 14 penalties in the game. That's a lot of penalties, if you ask me. But they'll always say they evened it out, 8-6. It's not that big of a deal, but they've called 8 against Tampa. I don't really think, frankly, that Evans, you know, in my view, I don't think Evans has done anything. He's had one catch in the whole game. He's done nothing the whole night. They took him out of the game. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's FOB on a Thursday night opener, Bucks and Cowboys. 28-26 the score right now, early in the fourth. And Fournette gets roughed up on a run up the middle. They drive him backwards. And then just absolutely pile drive him to the ground. I don't know. They didn't call anything there, but I thought a lot of that was unnecessary. But whatever. But this has been a wild game. You can't argue it. I'll tell you what. And then not to flip-flop too much, but as far as that baseball and that four-game sweep by Toronto, they're now a half game back in the wild card. A half game back. Is that crazy or what? They have made up all that ground this week in the Bronx, kicking the Yankees' ass all over the place. They're a half game behind them. Now, Boston has the number one spot by a game over the Yankees. Yankees' lead is a half game. Seattle's two back. Oakland's two back. I mean, the Yankees look dead meat to me. Dead meat. And now they face Tajuan Walker tomorrow night, Montgomery and Walker at Citi Field as they open up the Subway Series with the Mets. And the way the Yankees are playing right now, I have to say, I'm on the Mets. I really am. How can you bet on the Yankees right now the way they can't score runs or do anything right? I mean, it's unbelievable. And I think Montgomery sucks to begin with. Like, I don't have any faith in him. Godwin just dropped a wide-open bomb from Brady. Nice catch, bro. Right in your hands. Wake up. Right in your hands, bro.
We're no ordinary sports talk network. Not only do we have a roster of world-class experts, but they tell you gaming strategies to help you win. Any simpler and we'd have to hold your hand.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So, you know, here we go. Dallas has the ball inside their own 10, and Prescott firing, but incomplete to Cooper. It'll be 3rd and 8. But they got the ball down 2, 11 minutes left, and Tampa can't put them away. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And Michael Gallup has an ankle problem. Looks like he's not coming back in this game. 3rd and 8 here. I got to tell you, it hasn't been a problem for Prescott all night. It really hasn't. He's made plays. You know, honestly, when this game's over, no matter what happens, there's no way anyone's going to say that Prescott didn't have a good game. No one. No one's going to say this guy didn't have a good game. Win or lose, that guy had a good game. I don't care what anybody says. If you don't think he had a good game, then you're a drip. I mean it. I mean it. So, I got a big morning tomorrow, Mafia. I got to run errands with 34C. It's not going to be good. Like, I don't like to run errands with 34C. I don't like to get all caught up in doing, like, all of the, you know, chick things like I got to do, but it's not like a birthday thing. It's just I got to do chick errands with 34C that I have to be involved in. And I got to get up early, hit the gym, lift, shoot, swim, shower, get back, and then jump in the truck and start running errands with her. Oh God. Oh my God. I just went up and yelled. I'm like, be ready at 9:45. She's like, screw you. I was like, ooh, okay. But I'm doing the wife chick errand morning. I told her I got to be back by 11:30. I don't care what you got going on. So you got till from 10 to 11:30. And then if I'm not home, then you're going to have to deal with my foul mouth. Because that's what's going to come out. All the extremities. The foul language, the attitude, bad mood. I'll turn quickly. It'll be a rapid descent into negativity. Cardinals beat the Dodgers today at Busch. They are still in it. I told you 5 times the Jays sweep the Yankees. That was easy money. I bet on them every night and made money every night. The A's beat the White Sox 3-1 at the Astros in Oakland today. Quantrill and the Indians beat the Twins. Doesn't matter. Marlins beat the Mets. That does matter. The Mets just can't get out of their own way. They're like the Yankees. Can't get out of their own way. Big win for the Rockies. 4-3 over the Phillies in Philadelphia tonight. How did the Phillies lose to the crappy Rockies at Citizens? I mean, honestly, you're in a playoff, Chase. You're in every night matters, and you can't beat the crappy Rockies? I mean, honestly, the Rockies only win at Coors. They don't win on the road. The Royals finally solved the Orioles 6-0. They've been embarrassing at Camden this week, the Royals. And the Braves beat the Nationals in 10 innings, 7-6. Like I said before, you got the Subway Series starting tomorrow at Citi Field. And Tawan Walker will go for the Mets, Montgomery for the Yankees. The Red Sox and White Sox play at Chicago. Padres and Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. They hate each other's guts. Should be good. Musgrove and Urias. Urias, 16-3. Musgrove, 10-8. I'll give Musgrove this. He's got a 2.87 ERA. Not bad. But, I mean, the Dodgers are 14 games better than the Padres, which is unbelievable. The Giants and Cubs at Wrigley. And Hendricks is pitching. He's 14-6 for the Cubs. Pitching an afternoon game at Wrigley, 2:20 East, 1:20 Chicago time. Hendricks has been tough. I still think, frankly, the Giants beat him. I still like the Giants. They're not afraid of any pitcher. They're not afraid of any team. First team to 90 wins. Rockies and Phillies again tomorrow night at Citizens. In fact, all weekend. Marquez going for Rotto. He's 11-10 tomorrow. Undecided, the Phillies, on who will go. Jays and Orioles at Camden. That should be easy money for the Jays. Brewers and Indians at Cleveland. Hauser, 8-6 for the Brewers. Morgan, 2-6 for Cleveland. Rays and Tigers at Comerica. Waka for the Rays. And Boyd, 3-8 for the Tigers. Marlins and Braves in Atlanta. Ian Anderson for the Braves. Travis Rogers, 7-6, 2.52 ERA for the Marlins. He's tough. That might be a chance for an upset bet right there. Angels and Astros in Houston. Valdez, 9-5 against 9-1. Your boy, Ohtani, with a 2.97 ERA, taking on 3.08 Valdez for the Astros. Royals and Twins in Minneapolis, doesn't matter. Reds, Cardinals does. Big game there. Maley against Lester. That should be a good one at Busch. And then Rangers, A's. Matters for the A's. Blackburn for the A's. And Otto, your boy Otto Graham for the Texas Rangers. I'm just kidding. Otto is pitching for Texas. And the Diamondbacks and Mariners in Seattle. Gonzalez, 7-5 for the M's. Mad Bum, 7-9 for Arizona. That's your Friday slate in baseball. Don't forget, baseball is going on because football is back. College and pro eradicates baseball in September. That's what happens. But the wild card chases are going to be fantastic down the stretch here the last few weeks, because they're so tight. I told you the Yankees lead is a half game over Toronto, two over Seattle, two over Oakland. And then San Diego's lead is one over the Reds, three over the Cardinals, 3.5 on the Mets, 3.5 on the Phillies, 5 on the Mets. So since he's one back, Cards 3, Phillies 3.5, Mets 5 back of that second wild card, which the Padres own. First wild card is the Dodgers by 13 games. So they are comfortably numb. As far as the standings in the West. San Francisco's lead over the Dodgers is back up to 2.5. After last week, they were tied, if you remember, when they had the series at Oracle. They were tied, and then after the third game, the Giants went up 1. Now they're up 2.5. Brady with the rock again and moving to Evans, down to the 30. Gang tackled. Big gain there. 20-yard gain right there. I guess it was 1st and 15, so it's 2nd down now, but that was a big game for him. I mean, they need to put it in the end zone. They are not safe at all. Brady up to 296. The prop of today was, would he go over 300? And now 2nd and 6 for Brady. So they're at the 30 of the Cowboys. This could be the drive of the game to finish him off. Fournette swing pass. He gets the first down. It looks like he's got the first down, unless they mark him. You know, they gave him the first down. So first down again for Tampa. It's Ferrell on the bench. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
There goes the cover. Godwin fumbled at the 1 like Leon Lett going in to score a touchdown to put him up 35-26, and he fumbled at the 1, and Dallas has the ball. I mean, Godwin, for Christ's sakes. I mean, the turnovers of this team tonight. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You fumble at the 1, you stupid ass. What a terrible mistake by Godwin. They deserve to lose this game. Now, I mean, how many mistakes are you going to make? God almighty. I mean, come on. Ozzy the Sports Junkie joins us from down in the Gulf Coast in lovely Sarasota as he's watching his beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers defend their Super Bowl crown. I mean, did you enjoy watching him fumble there at the 1-yard line?
Sure, that was the one that could have sealed the deal. We're still holding on to a slim lead here. Some bizarre.
Turn him up.
Couple things noted in this game. A couple things I've noted. Brady still got it. The offensive line for the Cowboys was way better than advertised. Prescott got time to get rid of the ball all night. And the flags, if they're going to have this rate of penalties, I mean, there's like 48 penalties in this game. Every other play is a flag. You got to get that under control. The Bucs could seal this thing. If they blow this, I don't know. Maybe the dream is over. But they're going to hold on and win it. They got to get a win tonight.
Listen. I think the amount of penalties in this game, I've been talking about it all night.
It's just
9 against the Bucs, 6 against the Cowboys. But more importantly, honestly.
I mean, they're ticky-tack. They're garbage. So, I mean, whatever happened to, you know, the Super Bowl last year in the playoffs, they really let the guys play. And let's hope that this isn't a foreshadowing of something to come, because these games with the instant replay where they got to look at it from 45 different angles, it's just arduous and it's just agita creating. Other than that,
I think Tampa Bay,
if we get a win tonight.
Listen, let's go back to the flags. I don't even want to talk about a win after all their fumbles and interceptions and how ugly they look tonight. I mean, I don't even want to hear it. So the penalties, I will not argue with you, have been painful. I said earlier, the face mask penalty that they had never occurred. He never grabbed his face mask. If you're going to call that many effing penalties, at least get them right.
Exactly. Couldn't agree more. And a taunting penalty on the center of the Bucs, which was ridiculous. I mean, as the Cowboys looking now to put this thing away, this could get ugly.
Well, of course they're going to go down the field.
Longest ever, Pharrell.
They're going to go down the field and try to win this game because Godwin blew the game. You got to blame him.
He did blow the game.
He fumbles at the 1 yard line going into ice the game. He's Leon Lett.
Let me ask you something. You got a kicker who shanked a 30 yarder and missed an extra point. Why not send him out for a 60? It dribbled to the goal line. What was that? You ever seen that before?
Listen,
I've never seen that.
He missed two field goals and one extra point. So he's been terrible tonight, but I won't be surprised if he kicks the game winner. I mean, he's missed everything else. Then, you know, you figure, do you actually figure he'll miss another one to win it? Or do you think he'll nail it?
And with I'm not going to say the Bucs' luck because the tide has turned here in Tampa Bay, and they're still leading as far as I can see by a deuce. It sure as hell won't cover that 9 at this rate. But you take a win.
I added it 7.5.
Did you have a 7.5?
I added 7.5. It was 7.5 for a month. It moved to 9.5 today for all the idiots. But you got to be kidding me that they had that game covered right there, and this guy fumbles. And by the way, I know Godwin caught a touchdown pass tonight, but he also dropped that bomb right in his hands, wide open. He burned the defense by 5 yards, and he dropped the pass right in his hands. And then he fumbles at the 1 yard line. As far as I'm concerned, he's been terrible. And now a big bomb to CeeDee Lamb completed. They're going to win this game. Because of Godwin, they're going to lose this game. And I don't really blame Brady for his two picks. The one on the dump pass was, you know, caught and stolen out of his hands. And then the Hail Mary at the half is just a garbage pick.
They bring in Bernard from Cincinnati because Fournette couldn't catch a cold, and neither could Rojo. He fumbled a big fumble early in the game and cost him a touchdown. He hasn't been seen since. And Bernard, I guess, didn't make the team bus. He's not even been seen, and he's thrown to Fournette all night long.
So
Fournette
let me ask you this question.
26 big whopping yards. But I'm impressed so far. Prescott, for a guy who was coming into the game kind of iffy, that defense, the offensive line of Dallas has impressed me tonight. And the defense of the Buccaneers the last two seasons has shut down all running whatsoever. So the pass defense is what won them the Super Bowl the last month of the season. If they can contain that and not turn the ball over, turnovers and penalties, I mean, that's football 101.
Well, listen, they threw the ball all night. They ran the ball 16 times for 45 yards. I don't think they're – frankly, I don't think the Bucs shut down the run. I think the Cowboys decided not to run. I mean, they gave the ball to Zeke 10 times, and that was it. Prescott ran it 4 times, Pollard twice. They had no intentions of running the ball. This guy has thrown 55 passes for 362 yards and 3 touchdowns. The plan, and he's been sacked once, the plan was to throw the football to everyone. Every single receiver on the team caught a pass. In fact, every single receiver on Dallas caught 2 passes at least. Their entire game plan, Sean, was to throw the ball.
Well, and the Buccaneers have been throwing it just as much, and every single pass, every single receiver has one fumble, I think. That's the difference in the ball game right now. You're right, that ball to Godwin, he couldn't have handed it to him any better. He did do a little turn of body, but he's a NFL receiver. You got to make the catch. It hit him right between the hands. And that was the ball game that led – that drive led to the fumble in question. So if that winds up to bite him in the ass, I mean, it's a long season. It's one game. But you'd like to win your home opener after a Super Bowl. It would be really a disappointing start to the season. But, you know, this team, Pharrell, last year, I didn't have wins in the Super Bowl halfway through the season. They looked very pedestrian. They turned it on the second half of the season. Brady looked very pedestrian. But Brady's Brady. The guy's incredible. He's a Halley's Comet, as far as I'm concerned. You'll never see anything like it again. But I say they'll never have a better look at a Super Bowl.
Well, look, he wins playoff games and Super Bowls. That's what his job is. He's the best ever at it. He gets you to the playoffs, then he wins every game, and he wins Super Bowls. And, you know, I can't even, I still can't believe the Giants beat him twice, because he could have 9 Super Bowls. I mean, think about that, because he's already got 7, and he went down to Tampa and won that thing easily. They kicked the Chiefs' ass. But I would agree with you that I think this is, you say pedestrian, this is the first half Buccaneers from last year where they just looked average. And they were in games, but they gave up a lot of yards and scores, and they either won or they didn't. But they were never great until the last 8 weeks of the season and the playoffs. The first half of the season, this is exactly who they were.
Right. Well, they didn't even look this good the first half of the season, but we'll see how this thing ends here.
I mean, you listen, you have to tell me what you think of Dak Prescott tonight throwing, for 55 times for 362 and 3 touchdowns. And the pass, he gets a completion to CeeDee Lamb in a huge gain. They're down to the 35. I mean, this game, it's written all over it. They're going to win. So what do you think of Dak Prescott's performance tonight? I mean, he bottom line is he stole the show.
Impressive. 2-3 weeks ago, they didn't even have him playing tonight. And the offensive line has really just showed up. As the Bucs have gotten in on him, they just haven't gotten him before he gets rid of the pill. And you're right, he's thrown to everybody 4 times, and they haven't fumbled each time. So they're cashing it in. And it looks like they're going to cash in the game winner, but there's still 2 minutes to go, or a minute 50 inside the, 30-yard line.
Well, I mean, they're right where they want to be,
buddy.
Right,
just a quick programming update, buddy. You are on now in Tampa, as they call another 18 flags. How many penalties in this game? 73? I mean, come on.
So what? You mean the TV show's on in Tampa?
And you're on the NBC alternate channel, which means it's free. You don't need cable. You don't need anything. You just get an antenna, put it on your roof. You get Pharrell 24/7. Sports Grid, you get the lovely Ariel Epstein in the morning. I love Sports Grid TV. It's the greatest thing since cheese popcorn, as somebody once said.
Listen, hold on. We'll come back and watch the rest of this game with our boy Shab and Ozzy, the sports junkie, joining us tonight from just south of Tampa in lovely Sarasota, as the Buccaneers are in big trouble, Mr. Dallas has the rock down 2 minute 50 left. They're in field goal range now for Zuerlein, who's had a massively shaky evening. Shaky's pizza evening. It's Pharrell on the bench.
You don't have to listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go find a clover patch, get down on all fours, and find one with 4 leaves. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get any ticks.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So they just stopped him on 3rd and 6, but another flag, and then it's a hold. So they're definitely going to move him back, or they're going to replay 3rd down. It's 4th and 6 right now, but he's in field goal range, so they got to move him back, which gives Dak another shot, which is a dangerous way to make a living, boy. Shabin, Ozzy the sports junkie, from Joe Bucks fan in Tampa, is on the bench tonight again. We always love having Shabin on. What do you think of this decision? Now they're at the 40, 3rd and 16, but he's got a chance here, Dak, to strike and do something. I mean, I don't know. I guess Zuerlein would have made the field goal on 4th and 6 from where they were. Now, look at this. They get a big gain down to the 30. What's the difference? They're at the same place.
Yeah, they'll get back to about a 46-yarder.
Yep. That's nothing for an NFL kicker.
Yeah, that's a chip shot. He missed one by 40 feet earlier, so let's hope that he's been riding that left inside pipe all night long. I'm still bewildered why you go to a 60-yarder. Do you think that Mike McCarthy makes it through a season? If they falter at all, he'll get fired. Wouldn't you expect that?
If they don't have a good season, if they win this game, I mean, the guy's going to be eating dessert the whole flight home. He's going to be eating tiramisu and strawberry shortcake the whole way home and drinking champagne and eating caviar. He's already, I guess, Zuerlein, you know, he's missed two, and he's missed an extra point. So here's a 48-yarder. This is it. I'll tell you what, though. This angle I like. And then I like the fact that Brady's got a minute and a half left with the ball, no matter what. Let's see what he does with the kick. He makes it. So Dallas has the lead, 29-28. Now we'll see if Brady can work his magic. If they lose this game, do you blame Godwin?
You have to. I mean, a fumble that would have put him, the game would have sealed the deal for him, and a drop pass. It would have got him in even closer for more shots at the end zone. I don't know. Where do you put – the pass defense wasn't exactly Super Bowl caliber. Neither was the rush defense either. But as you said, they've been throwing to everybody all night long. I thought I saw Drew Pearson out there earlier.
You did. After he got into the Hall of Fame.
I did, didn't I?
As
we flip the sides here, what do you think of my Tampa Bay Rays? Could be maybe the greatest managing job ever. Getting to the World Series and finally cashing the ticket with a pitching staff that no one's ever heard of anyone. I don't know a single one of them.
Well, listen, before I talk about that, Godwin has 8 catches for 81 yards, a 10-yard average, a touchdown, and 13 targets. But he has the drop pass for the bomb and a fumble to ice the game at the 1-yard line, going in for a score like Leon Lett. He fumbles the game away. So you have to blame him. He fumbled the game away. Hold on to the effing ball, bro. I mean, honestly, like, you can't tell me that dude's not going into the room afterwards knowing it's on him. And they'll say one play never makes a difference in a game. That's not why we lost. BS, it's not why you lost.
Got a timeout and a minute left. What do you think of the media asking questions? I heard you earlier about 45 times. I'm not part of the media. I don't ask questions about execution. I go, listen to my boy Pharrell just crushing it.
Yeah, I don't like stupid ass media questions. I really don't. A minute 24 left. He's got enough time to move down the field, at least for a field goal, without a doubt. It's, you know, Brady's a magician at this. Let's see if he can do it. This comes down to Dan Quinn's defense. So let me say this. As far as the Rays go, I think most people thought that when Glasnow went down and blew out his arm, which was a shame because he's a badass, another pirate disaster. The Pirates have lost everyone. Cole, Glasnow, I mean, all of them, Meadows. But the fact that, how does Evans drop that pass? Jesus, bro. Wake up, bro. I mean, did you see him just drop that pass?
I did. All I could think about was you saying his toenails look like Fritos in Vegas in an elevator.
Oh, it was deflected. Freak. That's why he dropped it. It was deflected. Fair enough.
Well, he's a all good right, receiver. So, they have the two. I got a kick out of the article this morning saying that who's the really got the big three. I don't think there's any comparison between Evans, Godwin, if he manages to make it through tonight, and Antonio Brown.
Well, Godwin just lost all his Frito-Lays after dropping that pass and fumbling the game away. Fumbling at the one, going in to ice the game and cover the spread for everybody. You blow that, you're on the hit list now. He's to me, start of the season, disaster. But going back to Glasnow, when he went down, most people thought they were finished. And remarkably, they have continued to slaughter everyone. All they do is win. They won 18 of 19 from the Orioles. The Yankees can't even beat the effing Orioles. They just lost 2 of 3 to them in the Bronx. And then they lost 4 straight to the Jays. The Yankees look like they are fried calamari And the Rays look like they're going back to the World Series, at least to the ALCS. So, Shabin, do you think they'll go to the ALCS? Obviously, we've lost Shabin, so there you go. 55 seconds left in the game. First and 15 bucks. They had a penalty called against them. They're struggling on this drive. They're at their own 32. They got to move the ball. He keeps throwing little dunk passes and can't do anything. So now it's going to be second and 10. They're not going to win this game throwing five-yard passes. They are not going to win this way. He's got to throw the ball down the field. They're trying to get out of bounds and chip it down the field, but they're not getting anywhere. I mean, Christ, they're not even in midfield yet. He's got to throw the ball at least once somewhere, you know, further than 5 yards. In my opinion, you got to do that. He finally throws one to Gronk, so they're over midfield. He's still running down to the 42 of Dallas. So they're getting there, 35 and counting. And they have no timeouts. So he's got to get it out of bounds. He's going to throw deep. Nobody's there. What was that? That was just ugly. He just threw a bomb and nobody was there. Did his receiver fall down? They didn't even say what happened. He just threw it away. What was that? Stopping the clock. That was disastrous. 24 seconds left. No timeouts left. They got to get it out of bounds. At least the 35, right? To get a shot at a field goal. He's got to complete one more. He's going to throw it deep. He's got his man Godwin. He's going to break free, but he ran out of bounds. Oh, my God. He could have scored. He went out of bounds. He caught the ball, though. So the guy that you blame the game on now makes the big catch. So I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to driving and crying. I don't know whether to spit shine my shoes. I don't know what to do. The guy fumbles the game away, but he just made a big play. Almost a push-off. I don't know. Does anyone think he pushed off? His weight took him out of bounds, but he was free to run to the end zone and score the touchdown. Now there's 18 seconds left. They're at the 19, and they're still trying to score. He throws it away. Now you just kick the field goal, right? You're going to kick it here? They're not going to kick it yet. He definitely shoved off. He extended the arm that McCauley's saying he shoved off on that catch, Godwin. He got away with it, though. How about the refs call, you know, 20 penalties all night long, and then they don't call the obvious shove off on the Godwin pass. They called everything. They called face masks that never happened. They called taunting on the center, but they don't call the shove off on the biggest play of the game. I mean, these refs really top the cake, don't they? Now here he is throwing it out of bounds again. Now there's just no time left. You got to kick the field goal. There's 10 seconds left. You just got to kick it. I mean, this is unbelievable, this game. You got to admit that this was an unbelievably kick-ass opening game in the NFL. It had everything. Everything. One guy throws the ball up and down the field. Your boy Dak Prescott throws for 403 yards. He threw 58 times. I said he was going to throw 60 times when he was at 31, and he did. He threw 58 times, 403 yards, three touchdowns, sacked once, a 101.4 rating overall, and it's just unbelievable. So they throw it out of bounds again. Now they're going to kick it on fourth down, and Ryan Succop is going to try to win the game, sink or swim for the Bucs. Brady threw 50 times for 379, four touchdowns, two picks, no sacks. And Godwin, nine catches, 105 yards, a touchdown, and an 11-7 average and dropped the bomb, fumbled at the one, and now suck up. This is a tough field goal to win it from the left hash mark. He made it. Buccaneers win. He made it. There you go. Oh, my God. How lucky is Tampa? How lucky is Tampa? Tom Brady does it again. Christ almighty. Can you believe that, Mafia? Unbelievable. 31-29. The guy does it again. He always does it and gets all the accolades. Meanwhile, I thought Prescott kicked his ass all night and had a better game. Unbelievable, this game. They should have covered. They should have won this game by two touchdowns easily, but they played so crappy with all their turnovers, they're going to win by two. 31-29. What a wild game in Tampa. Unbelievable. I have seen it all. 2 seconds left, so they'll kick it off. Dak looks dejected on the sideline. He's like, oh, and McCarthy's like, oh, and he drops the F-bomb and throws his headset. I love it. McCarthy thought he stole one tonight in Tampa, but Bruce Arians gets it done. Brady getting involved, drives him down the field. They get the suck-up field goal from the left hash mark. He kicks it through, and that's all she wrote. There's 2 seconds left. They'll kick it off, and that'll be that. But what a game in Tampa tonight. It had everything. Wild fumbles, picks, everything. Tons of flags. Brady went off. Prescott went off for 403 yards. He threw 58 passes. Brady threw 50 passes. What a crazy game.
Scotty, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
That was just a hell of a game. Tampa wins at 31-29. Suck up hits the winner. Brady drove him down the field with a minute 29 left, and they win it on a field goal by Suck up from the left hash mark. He drilled it. Godwin had a touchdown, had a big drop, had a big fumble, then had a big shove-off catch late in the game-winning drive. I don't know what to say about him fumbling at the one. They would have covered if he would have scored there, but he blew it and fumbled. So I didn't really feel too good about him tonight, dropping passes and fumbling the ball. And I thought he shoved off on the catch in the final drive, without a doubt. But more impressed for me was really Brady and Prescott. They were both incredible. Prescott missed 16 times, Brady 18 times. But, you know, one guy throws for 379. The other one throws for, you know, 403. Prescott 403, three TDs. Brady four TDs. Brady's unbelievable. Gets it done. What a wild opening night game in the NFL to kick the season off. And you know Sunday is going to be absolute insanity, all the humanity of it all. Tomorrow night, Kansas and Coastal on a pain-free Friday, college football, four games. North Carolina A&T at Duke. North Dakota, a really good FCS team against Utah State. Utah State laying 7.5, Duke laying 19, Coastal laying 26.5, and UTEP and Boise on the bluegrass. The blue carpet, 26 Boise's laying in that game. Four Friday night college football games. What a game tonight. Tampa steals it. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Coast to Coast. Good night, everybody.